You're listening to Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. It's Lunar New Year season in the city, and there are plenty of events going on, including concerts, dining, and more. But WNYC's culture and arts editor Steve Smith is going to focus our attention on an event happening in Queens today. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, David.
What do you have lined up?
Well, there are so many things going on throughout the city, and it's going to be going on for a while, so I'm sure we're going to come back to this topic. But what I'm looking at actually is happening in Flushing. A photography exhibit, This Is Home, showcases stories of the Asian American and Pacific Islander community right here in New York and also abroad. The description is how they live, work, love, and when needed, stand up for what they believe, which covers basically all of your main storylines, I think. The show features works by Janice Chung, who is a Korean-American artist based in Flushing, and two other artists active in New York, Cindy Trin and An Rong Zhu. The show opens today at Flushing Town Hall. There is an opening reception midday, and it runs through February 26th. Admission is free, and you can RSVP on the Flushing Town Hall website. While you're in Flushing, assuming the weather cooperates, you can also pay a visit to the Queens Botanical Garden, where events celebrating the Year of the Rabbit are happening today and next Saturday. Always a beautiful place to stroll around. I personally think it's my favorite place in Queens, and it's right up the street.
And from Flushing, moving beyond Lunar New Year, we're headed to Carnegie Hall next. What's going on this week?
Well, starting this evening, the brilliant flutist Claire Chase is appearing at Zankel Hall. That's the underground performance space accessible on 7th Avenue, just around the corner from the main Carnegie Hall entrance. Now, Claire Chase is a dazzling performer. She's known as the founder of the International Contemporary Ensemble, but she's also a groundbreaking leader, teacher, advocate, mentor, etc. Tonight, she is honoring the 90th birthday of one of her own heroes, Pauline Oliveros, who was an experimental music icon and a teacher who died in 2016. And Claire is going to enlist audience members to participate in a tuning meditation. Let's hear a little bit of a virtual tuning meditation that Claire helped to arrange online early on during pandemic lockdown in April 2020.
Interesting. So this is a virtual tuning meditation, but it's the same spirit. Audience members are contributing, right? And vocalizing some of the sounds that we're hearing there?
All of the sounds that you're hearing.
All
there.
Of the sounds.
Pauline Oliveros was all about listening closely to ourselves, to one another, and to our surroundings. And everything that you were hearing was basically singers, not even professionals, but quite a lot of amateurs in that performance, all tuning in and listening to and responding to one another in real time.
So that participation is going to be part of the event tonight as well?
And that participation is indeed going to be part of tonight's concert, and it'll also be part of two more public programs tomorrow. There is a session at 10:30 a.m. that is called a rolling meditation, aimed especially at families with very small children.
A rolling meditation? Is there tumbling involved?
I think there might be. And in fact, Zankel Hall is reconfiguring its stage, putting it in the middle of the auditorium with the seats all around, and children will be invited to come up onto the stage. Then there's another session at 2 p.m. for general audiences, and that's going to include some more conventional performances, but also another tuning meditation. So all of these performances invite real participation. They're not just concerts, but hands-on engagement with new music.
And beyond the meditation, there's also a more traditional concert portion of this event?
That's right. More of Pauline Oliveros' compositions are going to be performed on the later event tomorrow afternoon. And all of these events are the start of a season-long residency with Claire Chase that's going to explore a whole lot of different facets of her creative mission. She's got several more concerts coming up in May, so this is indeed the start of something big.
Well, for more information on Steve's picks, just go to WNYC.org. WNYC's culture and arts editor Steve Smith, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
And can we finish with some music played by Claire Chase?
Absolutely. Here is Claire Chase performing one of the pieces that inspired her entire career in a way. This is Density 21.5 by Edgard Varèse.